Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We are without Courtney, who is out sick with the allergies, and back hopefully tomorrow on the show tomorrow. Bill O'Brien, the head coach of Boston College football, at 6:45. And I'm assuming Craig Breslow, the chief baseball officer of the Boston Red Sox, who are on the precipice, Curtis, of being a playoff team. And certainly that win last night helps a lot. And I talked earlier about the potential to get the Yankees in the second round, and I got a texter who's all over me about the Major League Baseball playoff system, and they change it every year. And so I guess if the playoffs were to start this evening, then the Red Sox would get the Yankees in round one.
So I have the up to the minute postseason picture at MLB.com. Right now.
I love this. Let's get right into it.
The 5 seed in the American League are your Boston Red Sox. They would play the 4 seed Yankees in a best of three, all games played at Yankee Stadium.
All right.
The winner of that series would then face the Blue Jays, with the Blue Jays having home field in a normal wild card best of five.
Okay. Right.
So the American League right now is Tigers, Indians, or Guardians, geez. Red Sox, Yankees, and the wild card. In the NL, this would be epic. Mets, Dodgers. How much money is on those two teams?
A lot.
In the wild card, with the Dodgers having home field, and then our old friend Xander Bogaerts and the Padres taking on the Cubs in the other one.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, you can listen this evening as the Red Sox look to take this series in Toronto, and then they are home and wrap things up this weekend. So,
and it could be a pretty big October, Greg. The Red Sox and the Greg Hill Show coming out of New York with big victories.
Oh yeah, that's right. Who's going to the Marconi ceremony? I've already been. I feel like it should be maybe Jackson.
Yeah, I think Jackson. Go down there.
We are a finalist once again when it comes to the Marconi.
Yep.
You know, I have the original, the first that we ever won.
Right.
At home, so mm-hmm. this one can go to.
I put it in the studio.
Would you like it at the over at the city?
Right next to the lava lamp.
I think you put it in the studio, right? Isn't that what you do when you get team awards?
Put it right in the studio.
You put it right behind you, next to your picture when you were doing time.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves. Right. This
is very anti-Belichickian.
But remember, we're not in that mode no more. We're the new Gen Zers.
Right.
We manifest everything.
I love it.
And Courtney, every time I mention Courtney's out sick, there are those who are concerned that she is part of the rapture. And the rapture, I waited for it all day yesterday. It didn't happen. Maybe it's going to happen today. I don't know.
She said you got till tonight, midnight. What she said, the rapture.
Depending on the time zone.
Our time zone. Okay. I'm saying here on the East Coast, midnight. So that's what she said, that they were saying the 23rd into the 24th. So.
I'm just concerned about all those influencers that she follows, the rapture influencers, mm-hmm. who all sold all of their possessions. We were listening to some of them on the show yesterday. What do they do when it doesn't happen?
I always wonder about those that, you know, predict a doom and gloom and then it's just Wednesday.
Right.
And where do you go from there?
And also, I couldn't figure out, like, Courtney was playing that woman, very religious woman, who had sold her home.
Mm.
And, like, if the rapture is happening,
right,
why do you need the cash? Like, why wouldn't you just give your home away?
Right, that's what I don't get.
For those who are not ascending.
Right.
Like, that would seem like the Christian thing to do.
Right.
Would be to just give it away. What are you going to do with the cash? You can't take the cash with you when you ascend.
No. Oh.
This is why I mock all the celebrities that talk about the impending doom of climate change while buying oceanfront properties.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty similar. Like, where are you going to go?
Right.
I mean, you're going to one place only, and they don't. I don't think you need cash up there.
No, I don't think. Yeah, I don't think you can even use cash up there.
They probably have had some kind of heavenly ATM or something.
I bet everything's free up there.
Greg,
I bet it's heaven. Everything's free.
Maybe like a buffet as soon as unlimited. You get there. Like, unlimited buffet.
Unlimited freebies.
It's like a cruise. Like, yes.
Exactly.
Maybe this is how Courtney and Santo got their home. They told the seller that they had to get rid of it because the rapture is coming.
Yeah, maybe. It's possible.
Isn't it odd, the cruise thing? I've never been on one, but like, if you're on a boat and you're going to be going into a pool or on a beach the entire week, isn't the last thing you want to be doing just going to an all-you-can-eat buffet before you go to the pool? Like, well, don't you feel, weighed down and nasty?
I like the all-you-can-eat buffet. I mean, I'm not going to lie, but
right.
It's
like the resort. I mean, who doesn't love an all-you-can-eat buffet at any time?
People either love or hate cruising. There's no middle ground there. I like, when you talk to people... Mm-hmm. They either go on a cruise every year or they go, I hate it. I would never do it. I don't want to be, I can't stand being stuck on a boat. Like, there's no middle ground on it.
Especially now with the Carnival, the cruise. I mean, it's like flying Southwest. There's a lot of violence, a lot of stuff going on those cruises, man. Yeah. It is wild.
Did you see the Virgin cruise ship that came to port like last week, right down in our cruise area?
No.
It was the biggest ship I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
I guess it's an industry that's done really well post-pandemic, that it's one of the few ones that are picking up.
Virgin's the way to go, too. They're all adult only, so and they don't have none of the YNs on there. Wreckin'-ish. messing stuff up.
The what?
The YNs. Just Google it.
The wild. Please don't explain that to him.
Yeah. That's why I told him just Google it.
You cracked me up. It's up until a certain point in the morning.
The youngins, you know.
It's okay.
You know, I got it.
Yeah,
the youngins out there just wilding out. And
we got you, coach.
Yeah, so just, you know, be careful on those cruises if you are going on some of them. Make sure you go on Virgin. Virgin is a cool one, a safe one. It's a little bit more money.
Have you ever been on one?
Never. So my parents are like you. They went on one cruise before I was born, and they're like, swore it off. Like, I'm never going back. So I know people that love them. I mean, certainly looks amazing. I'd love to do the Queen Mary to England. I think that would be cool.
Mm. Well, that's your home continent.
Right. I did live there briefly.
You want to do that? That's from here to England across the Atlantic?
It looks
kind of dangerous.
I know,
Titanic.
Hey.
That's what I think about.
Right. Well,
keep me in the Caribbean where there's no icebergs.
Have you, Greg?
What?
Gone on a cruise?
Yeah, I went on one a lot, like before Jen and I were married. So, and I didn't mind it. Like, I like it. You get off, you go to an island,
kick it all day long. You can gamble, like you know, because when you're in the water, you can gamble all night.
International waters.
There's clubs, there's lounges, there's restaurants everywhere. Like you said, it's all you can eat. You don't have to worry about, the only time you got to spend money is when you gamble.
Yeah, I think I might do a Disney cruise at some point.
Yeah, we should do that with young James.
Oof, that's wild.
Yeah,
you're gonna be around.
Not for me, Wags.
Thousands of kids don't.
Yep.
Wow.
Well, noise canceling headsets are coming handy.
All right, Shine, before we launch Leeds, let's open the Window World of Boston weather window for Curtis, please. Because it is raining out there this morning, Curtis.
It is. We got rain around. It's going to be, this is one of the few ugly days we've had recently. It's going to be a high of 68. We're going to have rain in the area from now all the way up until about 6 tonight. Nothing crazy, light rain mostly throughout the day, but not a fun day if you have outdoor plans later.
And then the weekend, looking ahead, looking pretty good.
Looking great. We're looking at Saturday and Sunday. Perfect day at Alumni Stadium for some tailgating. 72, partly cloudy, and Friday and Sunday, 75. Going to be just an unbelievable TV sports watching weekend. Yeah. I cannot wait.
Yeah. All right. You can get a whole house full of windows installed, and they are energy efficient windows for $99 a month from Window World of Boston. So go to windowworldofboston.com.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Is Disturbed and Down with the Sickness. I'm assuming for Courtney.
Yeah, long distance dedication to our queen.
Well, you know, allergies can be debilitating. Like, there are people that are out months sometimes with allergies.
It's true. I mean, I battled through those things all summer. I get it.
I mean, you know, the nose is stuffed up and you got a scratch in the throat. And,
right.
A little bit of a headache here and there. I mean, how can you can't work under those conditions.
Right. I always thought Wiggy had allergies because his eyes were bloodshot.
Yeah.
That's a different thing. Yeah. He's suffering from a different
I show
of,
up, man.
Amen. Yeah.
I show up and show out.
I mean, it is caused in his case by nature.
That's true.
Certainly.
So, naughty by nature.
Yes. All right. Leads this morning brought to you by Subaru. Wherever life takes you, trust Subaru to get you there safely. Don't miss the Subaru of New England all-wheel drive away event, which is happening now. And you can find your authorized Subaru retailer locally when you go to SubaruOfNewEngland.com. In Courtney's absence, to start us off this morning, here is Jackson with a lead. Jackson, good morning.
Good morning, Greg. Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Of course.
So my lead is somewhat of a douche move ruling for the end of summer or early fall, as it be. My really good friend, one of my best friends, I am the one who got him into golfing. I introduced him to the game. I tried to get him to play for a couple of years, and finally he did. He played. He fell in love.
What is this man's name? Just first name.
His name is Danny.
Danny.
Okay. Danny. Yes.
How do you two know each other?
Best friends since sixth grade.
Okay.
So finally got him into golf, and he played a couple times. Fell in love with it. Now he's all gung ho. You know, gadgets galore, all that kind of stuff. So him and his circle of friends, they go out quite a bit, and I've gotten close with his circle of friends as well. And
Jackson, did you sell his golf bag without his approval?
Right.
Actually, halfway.
Okay. Jackson got him a good deal on a golf bag he found in a dumpster.
No, story for another day, but yeah, something like that. But so whenever there's a golf tournament in our surrounding that one of us has, the other three guys always ask the other ones. You know, we always ask each other first. Uh-huh. We have first right of refusal for golf tournaments.
Which is generally longer, the scramble tournament you're playing in or this lead?
Probably the lead.
Okay, all right.
So I've slowly been falling off the cliff of being asked to join said golf tournaments.
So they're leaving you out.
Well, I do say no a lot just because it's very expensive and very time consuming. And, I feel guilty having a good time for a lot of money when I don't make a lot of money. So it's an inner struggle. But am I the douche for thinking that it's kind of weird? Because all I want to be is be asked. I can say no all I want. You know, it doesn't. Oh. I just want to be asked.
Oh, okay.
Am I a douche or
So you're suffering from what the kids would call FOMO.
Yeah.
FOMO's my allergy, man. Yeah. That debilitates me sometimes.
You're the douche because if they've asked you a bunch of times and you said no, they probably got to the point where it's like it's not even worth asking.
Right. Right.
So if you're like, why ain't they asking me? You're the douche in this one.
I could see Jackson complaining about asking a guy over and over and then finally not asking and saying, well, then why are you mad at me now?
Yeah.
I guess. Okay. That makes it. But it's not like I've ever flaked on them. You know, if I say yes, I'm in, but I say but no say most of the time.
Yeah, right. So they're probably like, it's not even worth asking Jackson.
Right. Well, that's why I asked the question.
If you're telling them that you don't have the money for it, they probably have just moved on.
Right.
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay. All right, Jackson, thank you. Sean, good morning.
Morning, Greg. This is normally Curtis's side of the street, but I feel the need to advocate for Tom Brady because I decided I wanted to today. He's gotten a lot of negative press over the last couple weeks for the whole being in the Raiders coaching booth, basically, with a headset on, and also broadcasting games. Well, I would just like to point out the fact, Greg, you've already teased a couple times that this weekend we'll see a great matchup between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Baltimore Ravens.
Correct.
Greg, would you like to guess how many times Tom Brady started an NFL season 1-3?
The way you say it, I'm going to guess once.
Never. Zero. Zero times have they ever has he ever started a season 1-3. He's only started a season 1-2 twice, and both of those times after that second loss rattled off six straight wins. Once in 2006 and then in 2012 and then once in 2018.
What was the record that spurred the "We're on to Cincinnati" comment?
One and two. And then they rattled off six straight.
Yeah. Okay.
And so I would just like to point out that if Patrick Mahomes loses to the Baltimore Ravens this Sunday, he'll have done yet another thing Tom Brady never did, which is start an NFL season 1-3. Like, we need to just – everybody just needs to chill with the Patrick Mahomes is amazing conversation. Yes. Maybe he was just on a great team with a lot of good talent. A lot of that talent's now gone. Yes. His coach is now older, and he's finally turned 30 and realized the struggles. Yes. Because even when Tom Brady had Rashay Caldwell, he was still really good.
His tight end is washed.
Yeah, definitely washed.
Yes.
So, yes, I love this lead, Shime.
Can I say something about this lead?
What?
Shime's boy also could be starting 1-3.
Correct.
And when you do this lead.
Shime blames that on the defense.
Yes.
And McDaniels.
Patriots aren't good.
We're talking about the Ravens.
Lamar Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's great. Okay. Make could be 1-3.
Yeah. So when you do the lead up to criticize Mahomes, I get it. Stop 1-3.
But the guy that Baltimore defense is off this year.
They are bad, but that's beside the point. My thing is Lamar Jackson hasn't been chasing Tom Brady. This entire time, Patrick Mahomes is the one that's been chasing Tom Brady, or as you aptly used the phrase earlier, Wiggy, nipping at his heels.
Right.
Yes. I don't believe that you can allow that to continue when a guy starts a season 1-3 when Tom Brady
never... Yeah, but one guy has, what, three Super Bowl wins, and the one across from him who could potentially start 1-3, that's a two-time MVP, has zero Super Bowl
wins. But that's why it matters less for him, Lamar Jackson.
Listen,
like, it doesn't...
I'm just saying, you're doing a lead about a guy... Which rightfully so, you should be, criticizing starting 1-3. But your boy, who I love too, and I'll co-sign with you, you gotta hold the same energy for Lamar that you're doing for Mahomes now.
But Chime is correct in the rush to anoint Patrick Mahomes as the next Tom Brady or the GOAT.
Right.
Way before he deserved it.
Right.
And so
and to put a cherry on top of that, Greg, so when Brady was still great, there was this race to say, I knew he was done first. And so the entire media conglomerate of the NFL reporters would go out of their way to jump on top of a mountain and say, yep, Brady lost to the Chiefs. We know his agent contract. He sucks. They're not good anymore.
Right.
Whereas with Patrick Mahomes, this is the start. Three games in, the season's already flying by into this season.
Mm-hmm.
So this would be year three of Mahomes being average
in
the regular season. Right now, he's got three touchdowns and one pick through three games.
Right.
He's only completing 59% of his passes.
See, the struggle that any quarterback's going to have, especially Mahomes right now, when it comes to Brady, is all you could do is compare Mahomes and Brady through their first, whatever it is, 6 years of their career. Where Brady completely blows everybody out the water is basically his second half of his career, where he just can dominate. So,
but you can't compare NFL passing stats from the early 2000s.
No, I'm not talking about passing stats. I'm just talking about the Brady that we know and we love, because you remember, Brady has two careers. So the first career, you can look at the three Super Bowls that he won.
The two Super Bowl MVPs.
Yes, that I was part of. Like, you can compare him and Mahomes to that, but then where Brady just blows everybody out the water is the fact that he was able to have a whole nother career where he won three more Super Bowls. He was, you know, unbelievable.
Yeah. Also,
four more.
To put a texter to rest, Curtis, you're the savant here, so just, you know, jog my memory if I'm wrong, but Tom Brady in 2001 didn't come in until, like, midway through that second game against the Jets, correct?
The final fourth quarter, basically.
Oh, okay, so he wasn't there for the first two losses. He didn't start the first two losses of the year and then rattled off win, loss, win, win.
Are they trying to call you out and say 2001 they started 1-3?
Yeah,
whatever.
Tom Brady didn't even start the first two games.
No, correct.
And when Tom Brady took over, his first three games were win, loss, win.
Yeah, he went 11-3 after that game. The first start of Brady's career was against Peyton Manning the next week, and they went
11-3.
Okay, all right, lead there from Scheim. Well done. One from Jackson as well. When we come back, lead from Texter said, has Jackson ever not been the douche in the douche move ruling that he's looking for?
Wow.
That's a great question. I don't know.
Definitely was the douche when he called the cops on the store.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah. All right. Lead from Curtis coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.